Palagona, excursions to the Cinghi di Bocca Suolo mines in the Valley of the Dragone. Near Palagona, a short walk in wild and beautiful natural surroundings brings us to the Cinghi di Bocca Suolo mines, still the source of far-fetched stories about the alleged presence of gold. The mines were first worked as far back as 1343, when Guglielmino da Montecuccolo signed a contract with some labourers to dig for precious materials in the area between Medola and Bocca Suolo. But disappointingly, this led only to discoveries of copper and lead. There are no further reports of mining activity in this area until 1631 and 32, when significant deposits of copper were found. But not until 1699 do we find explicit and detailed references to the quarries on the hillside at Bocca Suolo and Toggiano. Extraction of the metals must eventually have become unprofitable, and after 1788, there are no further records of mining activity. Recent research and exploration of the mines has revealed 12 tunnels, extending well over 1,300 metres, four on the northern slope of the Cinghio del Corvo, at 1,079 metres above sea level, and eight below the Palagono-Bocca Suolo road. Some of the mines can be visited, for instance the mine at Toggiano. Though relatively small in scale, it displays all the characteristics of the mining activity carried out over the years. Unlike the others, its entrance is still intact, and inside the copper is clearly present. Substantial formations of calcium carbonate are also visible, with hints of stalactites. At the end of the mine is a well of crystal clear water, in which the old pit props can still be seen.